Good lighting is essential for all the tasks we perform in a home. But when planning a build or a small renovation, more people will focus on the paint color. Lighting is an afterthought, but lighting can make or break a room, and smart lighting designs add just as much style and sophistication as other elements. We asked Heather Jesperson, co-owner of Simone and Ivy, to discuss what she views as popular for 2024 and beyond. She explained the vibe of Simone and Ivy leans towards European comfort. We love texture and natural materials. We're very earthy and organic. European comfort is about creating a sense of home, making things feel cozy and comfortable yet beautiful, said Jesperson. On emerging trends, she said, from the things I've read and seen, lighting seems to be trending to natural materials, rattan, woods, and leather elements on lamps, to more rustic looks with aged pottery bases. One style we see a lot of is a tapered shade with a pottery base. Her approach to creating ambience and comfort encompasses a layered design. Instead of simply using overhead lighting, she favors a three-pronged approach that creates both functionality and an aesthetically pleasing look. In creating that sophisticated but lived-in feeling, Jesperson recommends layering lights using ambient lighting, task lighting, and accent lighting. Ambient lighting is the primary light source that spreads evenly throughout a room and creates a mood. Task light provides focused light for specific activities, such as a study lamp or a light over a kitchen island. Accent lighting draws attention to a specific object, such as a painting or a reading nook. When people are building a home or working on a renovation, it's easier to make changes. But if people are not in that process, then lamps are a great way to create ambience, and you don't have to change the wiring. Home decor magazines are putting a spotlight on floor and table lamps that double as sculptural art pieces and liven up spaces with charisma. Whether it's brass fixtures or Murano glass evoking a timeless elegance and modern sophistication, Jesperson recommends making sure the style is right for you. Most of her clients search for three style categories: traditional or vintage, timeless transitional, or glitzy contemporary lights. Good lighting is an investment. You don't want something that is odd in a year. Timelessness is better, she said. Even though trends come and go, choose a reflection of who you are. Even if it's not trendy and you like it, it's right for you. Home is a reflection of your personality. Lighting choices become more critical as we swing towards winter, with shorter days and longer nights that produce seasonal affective disorder, SAD, in a significant portion of the population. SAD is a type of seasonal depression related to the lack of light. It starts in the fall and continues throughout winter, sapping energy and making individuals feel moody and depressed. Going into winter when people are inside so much, it is important to make our spaces as comfortable as possible. Research on the type of light bulb we use, both warm or blue light, affects us. Research has shown blue light can cause moodiness and affect our circadian rhythm. We suggest going with warm lights. We love the ambience, and it makes the days feel longer and combats the effects of darkness. And you don't want the blue lights to make your house feel like a department store. When planning a blueprint for the home, Jesperson suggests thinking of lighting as an accessory. Lighting, if you compare it to fashion, is like jewelry. It finishes the space and adds a bit of sparkle in the right places.